With Good News for Today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. With 58% of parents choosing their current church based on the children's ministry, there's a lot of pressure on churches to get it right. But what does it mean to get it right? Do churches need to have a children's wing on par with the local indoor adventure park? In this age of perpetual entertainment and distraction, the answer can be hard to recognize. In a piece from the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, Jared Kennedy, a 15-plus-year veteran of children's ministry and managing editor of Gospel-Centered Family, has written a book that redirects the church's attention back to the right answer, with Jesus Christ being the Alpha and the Omega, the ultimate. His relevance and needed prominence in children's ministry has not diminished one bit, according to Kennedy. And in his new book, Keeping Your Children's Ministry on Mission, Practical Strategies for Discipling the Next Generation, he explains how a children's ministry focused on Jesus and the gospel can be truly successful in a world packed with challenges unique to our time. Kennedy explains the gospel as a fourfold movement of creation, fall, redemption, and consummation, which reveals much about what children should be taught during their formative years. The fall, the moment Adam and Eve sinned and plunged mankind into eternal precariousness, is quite timely in light of today's children being given freedoms while they possess very few guiding principles and receive little external guidance. Kennedy emphasizes children need to be faced with the reality of their brokenness. He follows the apt statement by Charles Spurgeon, "Do not flatter the child with delusive rubbish about his nature being good and needing to be developed. Tell him he must be born again. Show him his sin." You can read the full piece at our website, baptistpress.com.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
The International Mission Board says over 200 sign languages are being used among the 70 million deaf people around the world. Believers work diligently to translate Bible stories into local sign languages so that the deaf can see and respond to the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ. The deaf are some of the least evangelized people on the earth, according to the IMB report. Pray that the deaf around the world can access the Word of God, understand the truth, and find hope in the person of Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.